Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's June 24th or 25th, depending on when you're listening to this. If it's the 24th, Saturday the 24th, that is at 9 a.m., and if it's Sunday the 25th, that is at 7 o'clock. And with me this weekend is Cy Dehar, who is the president of Opera New Hampshire, and Faith Wilson, who is the executive director of Opera New Hampshire. But before we get into that topic, just want to thank all of my running friends for running up the Mount Washington Auto Road last weekend. I took a long time to get to the top, but I did make it. The winner, Joe Gray from Colorado, this is the fourth year in a row that he made it under 1 hour. He didn't quite break the record, which is by Jonathan Wyatt at 56 minutes, but he did it in 58 minutes. He breezed up to the top. There's only been a handful, six or seven human beings that have ever done it in less than an hour, and he's now done that four times in a row. If you're listening to this on Saturday the 24th, I hope you were joining us at the Capital Area 10K Classic, which is down in Main Street during market days at 8 a.m. On Saturday the 24th. And if you are listening to it on Saturday, though, you can do tomorrow's, the race after Saturday, which is at the Mass Yard at 9 a.m. in Hopkinton, and that's a fundraiser for ALS. So, Cy and Faith, thank you for joining me this late June. It's hard to believe it's already late June. And let's, Faith, talk about a little bit about Opera New Hampshire's history. Obviously, Cy is the board president. And in the spirit of full transparency, I was involved with Opera New Hampshire as a board member when it was known as Opera League New Hampshire. So maybe you can talk about its long and fruitful history, and then we'll talk about upcoming performances in this season.
Sure. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having us. Opera New Hampshire is going into its 53rd year, and as Tom had mentioned, it actually started as Opera League of New Hampshire. About 25 years into that, there was a changing of the times, and the focus on the mission changed just a bit. They really wanted to start focusing on not only providing good quality opera to the community, but they started really to focus on the children in the community and how they can start exposing the youth to live opera performances and live art. So the focus changed a little. However, our mission still really does remain the same in terms of providing that quality opera to the community. But we really have been focusing probably within the last 10 years. I've been with the organization for 7 now. And within the last 10 years, we really have just upped our children's programming. We actually have a great program where any of our youth, high school, elementary, but not so much elementary for this particular programming, but for high school, college age children, we offer the opportunity for them to come to our grand opera performances free at cost, no cost to them, rather. They come with their schools. We have had 70 high schools, 70 children from different high schools representing our programming. So we're really focusing on getting that opportunity out to our youth. We do concentrate on the elementary side where we have children's programming. We have 10 different schools throughout New Hampshire. Each year it's a different school that are selected for opera to come into the schools, and the elementary age get to have a great treat of an opera performance really geared more towards the children, so they can understand what opera is about, they can hear it, they get to be a part of it. And we've been doing that really for the last 10 years, to my knowledge, and since I have been with the opera for 7, it's just something that we're really proud of, and it really is building itself every year.
So the website is Opera New Hampshire, operanh.org, one word, and again, just to repeat your mission, presenting high-quality professional adult opera in New Hampshire at affordable prices and free operatic programs to school children. And as the former chair of the State Board of Ed and being on the State Board for 10 years, it's great to see the connection with schools. Now, Cy, you're board president, and being on so many not-for-profit boards myself still and historically probably on just about every arts board there has been in New Hampshire, I bet you fundraising is part of it. We have an expression No money, no mission. So while some other arts organizations have come and gone, you've been able to sustain Opera New Hampshire. So what's been your secret besides recognizing you want to get to the youth?
Right. Well, like you, Tom, this is a fully volunteer board that you're aware of since you were on it in the past. I've been on this board for about 6 years. I'm an attorney by trade from Manchester, but have, like yourself, have served on numerous boards. This board is a very good one to join because of the exposure to opera. I was not really someone who knew a great deal about opera when I first joined it. Now I've come to appreciate it as an art form and enjoyed the people I've met on the board. One of the things that does sustain us is we do receive grants from the New Hampshire Charitable Trusts Foundation that helps supply us with dividends on funds that were donated in the past to the organization. That's helps pay things like the executive director, but we also get grants annually from foundations such as the Mackinich Foundation, the Hunt Foundation, the Panades Foundation. We actually get a special grant from the Frederick Smythe Foundation, which is geared specifically for the children's program. As Faith mentioned, when we put on a grand opera or a concert, any school-age child can just show up at the box office. Mm-hmm. They are admitted for free. We've tried to get that word out to every high school in the state, and we've been expanding on that program over the course of my tenure on the board. The great thing about this board is every officer serves a two-year term in each position, so it provides for consistency over a two-year period and gets each board member to know the different individuals who donate to opera in the state as well as the performers. We're very pleased to have a good group of reliable opera performers that we can turn to for events such as next season's events, which will include for the first time, we're actually going to be the major producer of the Opera Idol competition, which is going to take place in the Concord Auditorium in September. And we're very excited about that because that is actually run as a national juried competition where young opera singers who are just starting out in their careers, they've graduated from their respective schools, and they're attempting to make a name for themselves, will come to Concord, New Hampshire. This has been run for about 15 years by a local opera performer, Jane Cormier, and through a nonprofit that she had run called Pecola Opera. We're now going to be the major producer of this, and she's going to continue to run it for us. But the beauty of that and how it tethers to our children's program is during the day of Saturday, September 23rd, all day long, there's going to be large groups of opera singers performing and being juried to get into the final round of competition, which will take place in, which is a ticketed event at 7:30. In terms of the preliminary rounds, we're going to let every music department in the state know that this is happening during the day of Saturday and that any music singer in the state who wants to come see what a juried competition is and how one performs in a juried competition to be recognized, that this is a free admission and the ability to see the type of pressure that's put on professional singers when they attempt to perform. And this is how many opera performers get ahead. They win juried competitions, get noticed, and then might get picked up by a performing arts organization.
This is terrific. We'll certainly get the let's get the word out for that, and also with all my education contacts, because I'm pretty well connected, and I hadn't realized that this event's coming up on September 20th to 23rd. We'll circle back to that, but why don't we talk a little bit, in addition to the grants and so forth and charitable fund, you also obviously would like membership and additional members. So Faith, why don't you describe how someone might become a member? And if you're interested in becoming a member, you know, how you go about requesting a season brochure and pay and so forth?
Sure. Thanks, Tom. We love our members, so becoming a member, we make it as easy as possible for you. Our 2017-2018 brochures will be going out in the mail within the next probably 3 weeks. If you don't receive a brochure, you can give us a call at 603-647 6564, and you can request a brochure be sent to you. You can always go on to our website as well. It's operanh.org. We have the brochure, or we'll have the brochure available for you to download and to complete. All of the membership information is listed on our brochure. By becoming a member, not only are you supporting Opera New Hampshire, but you're also allowing yourself for a discount on our tickets for our opera performances. In addition to that, you're also allowed enables and benefits you to have discounted tickets for some of the special opera events that we're having, and I'm sure we'll probably get to that, Tom. We do have a few events coming up this year that are special fundraising events that our members can purchase at a discounted rate. So there are several member benefits to joining. All of our members have the opportunity to be listed on our playbills. So for each of our performances, we'll have playbills, and your membership will be listed on our playbill. If you prefer not to have that, there's a way that we can do that as well. So if you're interested in membership, lots of ways to do it. Check out our website, and we have the brochure there and all the information, as well as my contact information.
And the website is operanh.org. And Sai, you said something earlier about, you know, board and leadership succession and so forth. So I think that's pretty terrific. And so obviously one of the reasons why you've been able to sustain, you've had good board leadership. You described the different ways you've had grants. But just so the listening audience knows, I mean, arts are so important to, you know, civility and us as human beings. So we all have an obligation as citizens really to support organizations. So it's grants, but it's members. It's also, you know, buying tickets. And after the commercial break, you know, we'll answer the question what our listeners can do to help Opera New Hampshire. And then we'll also review the upcoming programming. So Tom Raffia with Opera New Hampshire, please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of June 24th and 25th. And again, there are two races this weekend. There's the Concord Area 10K Classic right on Main Street, and that's on Saturday the 24th. And on Sunday the 25th is the Mass Yard Race in Hopkinton, and that's a fundraiser for ALS. But with me this weekend is Sai Dehar, who is the president of the board of Opera New Hampshire, and Faith Wilson, who's the executive director. And we were, before the commercial break, we were talking about membership and what perhaps our listeners can do to support the Opera New Hampshire. So let's talk about that, because it really does take a village, I think, to support arts organizations. And, you know, there's been the occasional arts organization that's going out of business. And like you, Sai, when I was involved with Opera, then the Opera League New Hampshire, like, I didn't know much about the Opera, but I got a huge appreciation for it. In the same way, when I got involved with the Symphony Orchestra, a great, admiration that I have for people with this artistic talent. And you mentioned Jane Cormier. I know she herself is a great singer. I've heard her perform. But let's talk about membership again and what our listeners can do to support you.
Yeah, well, I think your statements are correct. In especially, I find this through board service. You meet new people from different areas that you wouldn't have run into. So we're always interested in meeting professionals who are interested in serving on our board. If there's anyone out there listening who's a professional looking to serve on a nonprofit board, we're a statewide organization with a great track record, and we'd welcome anyone who'd be interested. On the membership level, in a day and age where, you know, many people perceive their life as an online digital world, we actually have great events. We had La Traviata at the Stockbridge Theater this last season. We had over 600 people attend. Afterwards, about 150, I would say, stayed after the performance. They mingled at a reception. They met the performers from New York and enjoyed talking about opera. So we actually have that tactile approach to the opera. Every event that we're going to talk about for the upcoming season is going to have a reception either before it or after for members to attend, meet the performers, interact with board members, and hopefully if they don't want to serve on a board, they can join an advisory committee and or simply just attend our events in getting word out about us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. If people link their pictures to our Facebook page, we have an event coming up called Arias and Aperitivo, which is a fundraiser, which we basically say come to a dinner type of event where you listen to opera arias, purchase auction items, but it's more of a fun event than anything else. And so many people attended that event and posted Facebook photos and linked them to their Instagram accounts. We were all over social media just from that one event. It was more, it was a big success from a fundraising perspective, but additionally, it was a huge success in terms of building community. We received so much input from members of the, this one took place in Nashua at the Nashua Country Club, from the greater Nashua community that love arts, that we were very excited by that prospect, and we're excited to have that again this upcoming season.
And that's October 27th.
Oh, yeah.
And it's at Nashua Country Club. And the other event, the Jane Cormier competition event, that's September 23rd. So, Faith, let's circle back a little bit to members, and operanh.org, again, is the website. But just to remind people how they can become a member and support. And I also like the idea of educators, I know, listen to the, to this show. So getting the word out, because we really want youth to be exposed to opera. But let's talk about the members again.
Sure. That's a great point, Tom. You know, just in terms of our membership, but also volunteer, and I'll get to that point in a second. But our membership, we really, that's where it all begins, the financial support of our members, probably the most important. When you get that brochure, or if you want that brochure, go to our opera website. Take a look at the brochure. We start with a very modest family membership or an individual membership. So it's not a huge cost, but if each person became a member today, it would just make such a big difference for what we could provide, not only to our youth and our educational, but just to that one person that might not have ever had the opportunity to see or hear an opera performance. And it truly is a beautiful experience. So by becoming a member, very easy to do. All of our contact information is listed on our website. Reach out to me individually, and I will contact you very quickly to go over the terms and just to go over all the logistics of becoming a member. The other important part that I had mentioned, Tom said it takes a village. It really takes many, you know, many hands make light work. So on top of the membership, if you don't have the opportunity to become a board member, just volunteer. If you'd like to volunteer with our children's programming and helping with our educational mission, we are always needing help with the school programs that we have, or an hour before our performances, we have our youth come in and they get an opportunity to meet the principal performers. Just if you'd like to volunteer and just help us arrange that, it really is a huge help to us.
And I used to get this question when I was on the board, but okay, I want to expose my children to it. I want to bring my neighbor who's never been it, but geez, I've heard that, you know, they're singing in a foreign language, Italian or whatever. So does someone explain the story to me? Tell us, how would you answer that question?
I think I can answer that simply because that's the number one thing I hear from all my contemporaries when I send them a brochure in the mail and I say, this is a great organization you support. They go, well, opera, I hear it's really long. And I go, well, have you ever been to one? No, I've never been to one. I think the first step is just to tell the individual, go to one and then see if you like it. And the beauty of this season that's upcoming is it's mostly arranged around arias. And so arias are just the songs from grand operas. And this operatic competition in September, I went to it last year. I was thoroughly impressed. I wanted our board to be involved in it because it's young people belting out arias from famous operas. And so if you have absolutely no idea what an opera is about, going to something such as the opera competition and hearing young people sing arias from famous operas where they explain what the story is before they sing it. You're not committing yourself to hours in front of an opera performance. You're actually committing yourself to being exposed to the idea of a ballad or a song that might explain a romance or a doomed romance. And then building on that, you might say to yourself, I'd love to go to a grand opera now that I've seen this and experienced it.
And since we've all had doomed romances, this would be good. So again, the website is operanh.org. So Faith, why don't we review the 2017 and 18 season? We've already mentioned two of them, so September 23rd and October 27th. But let's just go through it top to bottom so people know what's going on.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to start our season with the opera competition that will be at the Concord Auditorium. As Cy had mentioned, it's going to be the opera Idol. September 23rd, all day will be the actual competition part. I believe at 7 p.m. will be the opportunity to purchase tickets to come in and actually have the ability to witness the competition. So that's September 23rd. October 27th will be our fundraising event that Cy had just spoke to, the Arias and Aperitivos. That will be at the Nashua Country Club. We will have ticket sales available on our website soon, but again, by becoming a member, you will get a automatic discounted rate for that event. And then we're actually very happy to announce that January 27th and 28th, we will be collaborating with the New Hampshire Philharmonic. We will be doing the Carmen Opera concert performance. It's a two-day performance. The 27th will be at 7 p.m. and then 7:30 p.m. rather, and then the 28th will be a matinee opportunity.
And it's great that you're collaborating with New Hampshire Philharmonic, another organization we support. So that you probably had high-level discussions there to make that happen. So I congratulate you on that.
Yeah, thank you. We're always trying to think outside of the box and how we can collaborate with our neighbors. So we're very excited about this opportunity. And that will actually be held at the Stockbridge Theater. If people are not familiar with that, that is at the Pinkerton Academy in Derry. And it's a wonderful theater, a great place to perform.
It is awesome. I was just there for the Miss New Hampshire.
Oh, yes.
Great, great theater. And by the way, all of those young women perform. They're under great stress in terms of, I was a judge 2 years ago, so it's a lot more than beauty. These are very accomplished people, just as an aside, but the Stockbridge Theater is awesome. And then you have an event on March 24th, 2018. Tell us about that.
Sure. That is going to be with world-renowned Barbara Kilduff. We're very excited about this particular performance. That will be at the Palace Theater in Manchester, and that performance will be at 7 p.m., and she will be doing just a variety of arias for us, as Cy had mentioned, a great way to really become familiar with opera, and I'm sure as you hear her sing, you'll hear a catchy tune that you might know of from a commercial and not even realize that it was actually, you know, derived from an opera show.
Exactly. And Cy, to answer your question, that's how I used to tease people in. I said, you know, if you go and see an aria or listen to an aria, that you'll see, oh my God, what I thought was like a TV commercial or something really was based on.
Or your favorite movie.
Right.
They're all over movies.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think just getting people to some of these performances is so important. And so we have a lot of people out there listening. If you're, if you're a citizen New Hampshire, just become a member. Go to one of these performances. Again, it's opera.nh.org. If you're a business leader, I know a lot of my fellow CEOs listen to this show because they need a life, I guess. But encourage your employees to join the board of directors and call Faith. And then, of course, if you're an educator, you may not have realized that children can go to these performances. You know, performances generally free of charge, just to expose them. So I always like to close with, so you've been involved 7 years, Faith, and Cy, you've been on the board.
Six years.
So like what's, 30 seconds each, like what's the one thing you want to say about Opera New Hampshire?
Support it. Support the arts in New Hampshire, and expose yourself to a really wonderful art form.
Awesome, Faith.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Cy, and I would say the other point to that is, don't be afraid of it. Just give it a try. Come to the performance, and don't be afraid to volunteer in any capacity that you can give to us. We'll take.
Yes, if you haven't been, really, get out of your comfort zone. That's all I can say. I mean, I was exposed to it. It's awesome. Same thing with the symphony. I went to Loudoun for a NASCAR race at one point. I mean, it's all you have to
yep.
try something. So, Cy and Faith, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank
and wish you.
You
a lot of success. The website is operanh.org. Tom Raffio return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.